Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. The mind is a terrible waste. I'm Mr. Motivator, your host, and good evening to everyone out there. We want you to take your shoes off and relax and get excited because we have another great show. And we want to cover some things that's going to help you today. And we want to give you the 8 critical success factors that will help keep your mind with a positive attitude. And I want you to think about it for a minute. You can either choose to use your mind in a productive way and to think on positive things, or you can choose your mind to use it in a negative fashion, and you can focus on all of the negative things that are out there. Which one do you choose? Do you choose to use your mind from a negative perspective and focus on the negative things, or do you choose to use your mind on a positive perspective and to focus on the things that are positive? It's your choice, ladies and gentlemen, and you must choose today what you want to do with your mind. Your mind is the most important aspect that you have, and how you use your mind will have a lot to do on your success in life. Now, we know that a lot of people don't always use their mind to be positive and to focus on things that are constructive. But your life can be totally different. Your life can be amazing if you choose to use your mind to focus on the things that are positive. We're going to look at different things that people say and do, and as a result of how they choose to use their mind. Now, let's cover thinking big. Big thinkers like to use their mind and to look for opportunities, to look for things that will allow them to come up with big ideas. They look for things that will allow them to make it easier for them to achieve their goals. And if you can program your mind with the positives, you can focus on having your goals achieved and meeting those deadlines and doing the things that you need to do in order to be successful. If you focus your mind on positive thoughts, your mind will become a big motivational thinking mind. Example, we want to look at some of the things that people do when they focus on things that are positive. And we want to look at what happens when people do that, and how you can have this working for you in your life. Okay, now, one of the things that we see when people focus and use their minds on the positive, we notice that They see opportunities that are all around them. They even relate to positive features in others. It takes a much stronger person to discover the positives, but when you begin to focus your mind on the positives, you become a stronger person. Another thing that happens when people focus on the positive is that they establish specific, solid values that help them in their missions and the decisions that they make in life. It has a direct effect on the decisions that they make in life. Now, an example of some of the folks that people that focus on negative and they feed in on nothing but negative, the Twin Towers. What happened with the Twin Towers and then the explosion and all of that, we know that it took a lot of negative thinking and a lot of the wrong thoughts and a lot of hatred and animosity, a lot of major negative things that person had to use, and that person focused on, and we see it was a result of the mishap, the tragedy that happened. And when we see people focus and their minds on positive things, we see good things come forth. We see there are places, buildings that come up to help people with mental issues. People put up places, design places where folks can go if they've been burned traumatically, or they've encountered some incurable diseases. Okay, there are places put up, their shelters, different things to help people who need a place to stay, who may have lost their home for some sort of a reason, and when people focus on the positive, they do things as a result to help others. And that's a good way to look at people, that don't waste their mind because they focus and choose to think of things that will be constructive and positive and things that can have an impact on others. Okay? Now, another example of people who focus on positive things, on negative things, and it triggers them to do other things in their mind. Okay, you see some of them, they end up, sometimes there's robbery, there's murder, there's bodily harm done to others for no reason. There's all different types of mishaps. There's confusion when people focus on negative things and they put all, they channel all of their energy into the negative thoughts and they feed those things into their mind. As a result, we see all kinds of catastrophes and all kinds of things that come about as a result of those people using their mind on negative thinking and programming it with negative thoughts. Achievers, people that are successful, focus on positive things and they feed those things into their mind and their minds, and guess what? They are able to overcome discouragement, and a lot, and most of them focus on their dreams and their passions, and then as an end result, they end up achieving those those dreams and discovering those passions. And for those of you who just tuned in, make sure you tell your friends and everyone to give us a call if you have a question or you want to call into the show and listen. That's area code 323-580-5712. Give us a call and listen to the show or have your friends to tune in and listen to the broadcast. Also, if those of you that would like to visit my blog, be sure to go to www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And I want to thank all of you who just tuned into the broadcast today, who are listening to for the first time, and we hope that you will be enlightened by the Mr. Motivator Show, and you will tune in with us again. And also, you can go to www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com, and also you can check out my book, Success is an Attitude, and we're covering some of the information from my book, Success is an Attitude, and we're using it to talk to our listeners this evening to give you some enlightenment on using your mind and using your mind in a positive manner with a positive attitude, which will in turn allow you to live a rewarding, successful life. Okay, now, some of the other factors that happen as a result of people who listen and focus on the positive and feed their minds with positive is that they will often realize where they're trying to go, and they will affirm where they're trying to go, and they will make affirmations that will enable them to do that, like, I'm successful, I'm succeeding, and I'm great at what I do because I love helping people and I enjoy helping others, and that's why I'm successful. When you use your mind to focus on positive information and to focus on positive materials, you become enlightened, and you begin to see yourself in a different light. And that light will allow you to see things that others just simply can't see. It allows you to explore a world that others may not get the opportunity to explore. It will allow you to do things that others only think about doing, but never really knowing how. Yes, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And we want all of you today that are listening to listen and take notes so that you can use a lot of this information that I'm giving you to help you in your endeavors and to help you achieve your goals and to do the things that are important to you in life. I was thinking back when I was in grade school, and there was a young man in the class. And everyone was working on the assignment in the class. And this young man wasn't using his mind on the positive what the teacher had given him. He was sitting in class taking little tiny rocks and throwing them out the window when the teacher wasn't looking. And as he threw this one rock out. The rock hit someone's head as it went out the window. And that person saw what window it came from, went upstairs, came into our room, and told the teacher what was happening or what had happened. And the young man who did it ended up getting a detention, and I think they ended up calling his parents to school that day. But he learned a valuable lesson about what happens when you don't use your mind the proper way and focus on the things that are important, and you just take your mind and just use it to focus on something negative and something that's not going to be very helpful. And as a result of that, not only did he get a detention, his parents were called in, and so he had to talk to his parents and explain to them why he ended up throwing the rock out in the window and getting in trouble. And so it taught that young man a lesson. And that young man ended up using his mind to become successful on his job. And he often talks about that particular incident that got him in trouble and got him off track. And I think if we take examine ourselves and look at the times when we used our minds in a constructive manner and look at the result of the things that happened at that particular time, it will help us to stay focused and to keep working towards a progression and developing a momentum with our progression that will keep us going in the right direction. And for all of you that are listening today, I want to thank you, my listeners who have tuned in. My name is Dwight Jeffrey, and this is the Mr. Motivator Show. And we want everyone to get something out of this show today, and we want your life to be more productive. We want your mind to be productive, and we want you to have a good attitude so that you can operate and function properly with your mind. Also, you can go to my blog if you've just tuned in. It's www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com, and you can check out my blog and take a look at a lot of the information that I've prepared for you. And also, those of you who just tuned in, my book is also available on my blog, and my book is called Success is an Attitude by Dwight Jeffrey, and we're covering some of the information that's in my book to help you overcome a lot of the obstacles in your life and to achieve your goals. So I invite all of you that are listening to go to my blog and get the information so that you can purchase a copy of my book. And also you can tune in on a lot of valuable information that I've placed in my blog to encourage you and enhance you so that you can be successful and achieve the goals that you want to achieve in life. But as I was saying earlier, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And we're going to cover 8 critical factors today in our show that will help you keep your mind with a positive attitude, which is what everyone needs in order to maintain and to enjoy their lives and to achieve the goals that they want, that you would like to achieve. Let's look at a couple of other things that will happen as a result of someone who takes their mind and feeds it with positive information and focus on positive things. Guess what? you will become more successful, and you will compete only with yourself. People who feed their mind with the positives and focus on the positives usually set their own standards, and they constantly work at achieving them. People who feed their minds with positive information and focus on positives also are always thinking. And we find that successful people use their creative thinking skills to shape their future and enhance their confidence. They learn to recover from normal setbacks when they use their mind to focus on the positive and the feed information into their minds that will help their minds to function and to operate better and to look for opportunities or to seize opportunities that are ahead of them. And it's so important to read good information, to study different types of information, to study things that will give you knowledge, that will empower you. This is very important in programming your mind so that your mind can assist you with going where your goal is to get to. And we all have goals. We all are striving. We all live from day to day. We all have the same setbacks. We all have to deal with some of the same challenges. But what makes the difference between the person who focuses on the positive and feeds their mind with positive information material is that they find ways to go around a lot of those obstacles and those roadblocks. And the people who feed on the positive and the people who feed on the negatives, on nothing but negatives, and that's all they think about, we find that those people usually get stuck when there's an obstacle, when there's a challenge. The people that use their minds and focus on the negatives look around and they feel like giving up, and because their mind has more reasons why things can't succeed and why they won't work instead of more reasons why they can succeed and why and how they can work. Okay? And there's nothing wrong with listening to the news. When I get in from work in the evenings, I like listening to the news myself. And I like being informed. But I notice when the folks that have a negative mind look for nothing but the tragic news. They look for all the negative things, the gossip to talk about. And they consume themselves. They fill themselves up with all the tragedies, all of the mishaps, all of the negative information, and that's what's in their conversation. Their conversation is about who died, who was killed, and what people are getting ripped off about, why you shouldn't bother with looking for a job, because this is what the employment says, the employment status is stating right now, and this is the statistics about the millions of people who are out of work, and because of all of this, there's no need for you to go and try to better yourself and get a better job or try to find a job, because the information that I have says this and says that. And that's what people do when they get a lot of negative information. They bog themselves so to the point that they focus on interrupting conversations and They just want to discourage everyone because of all of the negative information that they're holding on to and that they're meditating on. They just feel that, hey, there's no hope, and we need to warn the people out there that there's no hope because of all this information that we've gathered. And so that's why it's so important to watch what you put into your mind. It's important to watch what you feed into your mind. It's important to watch what you say and what you do, because everything we do, there is a direct result that happens based on what we put into our minds and how we decide that we want to react and do certain things. But for those of you that are listening, your situation may not be as bad as you think it is. And if you can change what you're doing right now, and instead of reading about disparity and reading about all of the negative things that are going on, if you can find a way to escape from that and to read something that will be informative, something that will be enlightening, something that will motivate and enhance you, your mind will begin to start looking in those directions. And of course, it will play into your attitude and how you decide to use all of that positive information. Again, those of you that have tuned in today, this is the Mr. Motivator Show. My name is Dwight Jeffrey, and we're covering today, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And before the end of our show, we're going to look at 8 critical success factors that will help keep your mind with a positive attitude, okay? And also, you can check out my blog. Just go to www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. Again, that's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And the title of my book is called Success is an Attitude. And you can also go to my blog, and there's information about my book and how you can order it, and my publisher's information and the price of the book. Everything will be there, and it will help you. I think this book is one of the best books that's on the market. I put a lot into this book because the principles that are in this book and the strategies that I listed in the book help me in life, and they help me to achieve a lot of goals and to experience success in different areas in my life. And I believe this book is going to be a life-changing book for you. So please, friend, go to my blog, get the information on how you can get a copy of my book, Success is an Attitude, and buy one for your friend or buy one for one of your relatives. And it will be the best investment or the best gift you can give to someone that you love or really care about. For those of you that just tuned in to the broadcast, my name is Dwight Jeffrey, and you're listening to the Mr. Motivator Show. And today we're talking about the mind is a terrible thing to waste. You can use your mind to focus on all the negative and program it with nothing but negative, or you can choose to program your mind with the positive thoughts and ideas and information and focus on things that are positive. You that are listening, which one do you choose? Do you choose today to transform your mind with negative thoughts and ideas, or do you choose to transform your mind by focusing on positive ideas and information and things that will enlighten you and enlighten your mind with a positive attitude. Now, for this section of the broadcast, we're going to cover 8 critical success factors that will help you keep your mind with a positive attitude. Okay? And those of you who are listening, grab your pen or pencil so that you can get this information, because what we try to do is offer our listeners practical ideas and solutions that will help you. And these are 8 critical factors that have transformed not only my life, but the lives of other people. Okay, now, here's the first of our eight critical factors that will help you to keep your mind with a positive attitude. Number one, write this down. You must have a sense of humor. It's so important to have a good sense of humor and to learn to laugh at others and to be able to laugh at yourself. You must be able to find the glorious fun in everyday life. And guess what? It's all around us. And it's been said that one good belly laugh a day is almost as good as aerobic exercise. And guess what? And it's less work than aerobic exercise. All right? Number two, here is the second critical factor to consider that will help you keep your mind with a positive attitude. Number two, you must have faith, okay? You need to have a firm belief in things where there is no logical proof. You need to have faith. And even if you have no faith, you can ask, seek, and knock. And guess what? The door will be open for you. You see, when you ask, you seek, and you knock, you can acquire information about everything that you have a concern for. All right. Now, let's look at the critical factor number 3. The third critical factor is something simple, folks. You need to exercise. Oh, now, did I step on somebody's toes? Did I get someone upset? I said exercise. Exercise is very, very important. And it doesn't have to be much or very strenuous. It doesn't have to be something that will practically tear you down or just cause you to collapse when you walk in the door. It could be something just as simple as just walking daily. Walking is the best exercise you can get. What walking will do for you, it will help you to relax. It causes you to relax. It gives you a time to think and unwind. And the results from taking a little walk around the block or the neighborhood, it's the results are tremendous and phenomenal. And a lot of the world leaders have often walked together and talked with each other in order to solve different problems. So walking is a critical factor a critical success factor that will also help your mind with a positive attitude. The fourth critical success factor that I want you guys to write down and take a look at, and this is something easy for you to do. Surround yourself with positive people. You know, how many folks, how far do you think you can get when you surround yourself with a bunch of negative people? Okay, when you got negative people, you got all those put downs, you got people making fun, you got people talking about you behind your back, okay? But if you surround yourself with positive people, because they're out there, and guess what? You surround yourself with all those positive people, and you get those positive people around you, guess what? Their enthusiasm is contagious, and they'll want to be around you. And when you're up and smiling, they're up and smiling, and they respond the way you respond. I mean, it would be hard for me to be Mr. Motivator if there weren't positive people constantly around me, and they give me the enthusiasm that I need. And these positive people actually motivate Mr. Motivator. Okay, so please write this down. We want you guys to listen. Those of you just tuned in, we're going over 8 critical success factors that can help your mind with a positive attitude. Okay? And also, I want you that are listening to go to my blog, which is www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. Go to my blog and check out the information that's there. You will be excited. You will be you will be amazed at what's there in the blog to help you. Also, you can get a copy of my book, Success is an Attitude, and the book will get you into more detail about the success factors that we're going through right now and other ways and strategies to help you transform your mind and transform your thoughts and your mind and your attitude. And it's a great book, and I put a lot into this book because I wanted this book to help everybody. And this book can be the best investment that you could ever make for yourself. And also, you can purchase a copy for a friend, because I guarantee you, each one of us have a friend, or there's someone that is around us who's always negative, and they're always down, and they're not happy because they're so negative. Okay? So again, don't forget to go to my blog and to check out all of this critical information and all of the ideas that I put there to help you be more successful in life. Now we're going to our 6th critical success factor to help you keep your mind with a positive attitude. I mean, not number 6, we're on number 5, excuse me. Number 5 is to start using daily affirmations. An affirmation basically is a positive self-talk. It's taking the word I and using it in terms of yourself, stating something positive, something that will give you confidence. And you can get affirmations from a lot of books, and they will help you to focus on your purpose. Affirmations will help you with situations and setbacks. And a person can use an affirmation to take away the negatives and create a unique value for themselves in the world and the universe around, that's the universe that surrounds you. So it is so important. I use affirmations daily. I read, every morning I read an affirmation that I enjoy people. I love writing books, and I enjoy doing things to make life better for other people and myself. And I speak that affirmation every day, and it's a part of me because I actually enjoy helping people. And when I can give to others, it comes right back to me, okay? Now, we're going to look at our sixth critical success factor that will help you keep your mind with a positive attitude. Number six, you need to have bright colors around you. You know, sometimes when people are depressed, they get in a room that's dark, the lights are turned down low, and they want dark colored lamps and everything is black because they're depressed. But if you get bright colors and place bright colors around you, there's a difference you can notice. You'll notice the difference in how you respond and how you react. It can be the clothes that you wear, or you can have some bright flowers around you at your home, and or you can have some bright flowers in your office, okay? And there's a lot of medical research and studies that show that your surroundings with fresh, bright flowers can also help reduce stress. Anything we can do, folks, to alleviate stress and to make life more fun and more fulfilling and more exciting, hey, do it, okay? Now we're going to look at the seventh critical success factor that will help you keep your mind with a positive attitude. Okay, are y'all listening? Write this down. Here's another good nugget. Number seven, you need to project energy and good feelings. Write that down. You need to project energy and good feelings. You see, people, what you project is what others are attracted. It's what others are attracted to. I think there's a book out there. A lot of you probably read the book I've read. It's called The Secret, okay? But it talks about the law of attraction. You see, what you put out is what you attract. And when you project energy and good feelings, those are the kind of people that you'll project around you. When we begin to project energy and good feelings, when we do this, everything starts to stick. And before you know anything, you have a smile out there, and guess what? A smile is coming back to you. But if you get out there and you project a bad mood and you make mean faces with frowns and wrinkles, that's what's going to come back to you. But the next time you're in a bad mood, just smile and then start counting to 21. Somewhere at about around 12, you will want to let go of the good feeling. When you get to 12, you won't want to let go of the good feeling that comes from that with a happy face. So remember that. You want to put out good feelings, and you want to project positive, project energy. And that's what you will attract, those kind of people around you. And it's so important that we use these critical success factors in our lives to help our minds with a positive attitude, okay? Now, for those of you who just tuned in to the broadcast, this is the Mr. Motivator Show. My name is Dwight Jeffrey, and we're talking today about the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And we've discussed how people use their minds. They use them either in a negative form, or they use them in a positive way and program their minds with positive information. And I've asked all of the listeners to think, and I've asked them personally, and you that just tuned in, I want to ask you personally, how do you choose to use your mind? Do you choose to use your mind by programming it with the negative thoughts and ideas and patterns, or do you choose to program your mind with positive thoughts and ideas and the transformation of that positive mind will have awesome results as just the fact of simply programming your mind with positive things. Okay? And also we've been discussing critical success factors that can contribute. And we've got, there are eight of them. There are eight critical success factors that can help you, your mind, with a positive attitude. We've discussed seven, and we're getting ready to cover number eight. And again, I just want to thank all of you that are tuned in, that have tuned into our broadcast today. And we want to thank you for listening to our show, because the Mr. Motivator Show is about helping you to enjoy your life. We want you to live the best, experience the best, live the best life ever. That's what the Mr. Motivator Show is all about. We want you to laugh and enjoy your life. We want your life to be great. We want it to be awesome. And I enjoy my life. And I enjoy being Mr. Motivator to those that look for me for enlightenment and look for me for encouragement, and those that look to me for comedy. Also, I want to invite you that just tuned in. You can go to my blog if you've missed anything or if you've missed some of the show. I want you to go to my blog, which is www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwight.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And you can go to my blog, and all of this information, you'll get valuable information. And also, you can go to my blog and get information on how to purchase a copy of my book. It's called Success is an Attitude by Dwight Jeffrey. You will love the book. And we're covering information, nuggets that are actually in my book. And the book goes into more detail, of course. But the book was written to inspire, to help, to allow you to focus on your life and your career and your purpose. So again, go to my blog and get a copy of the book, Success is an Attitude by Dwight Jeffrey. And that's www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And again, I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to the broadcast. Well, we're going to go to our last critical factor. And I want you to write this down, because this is another critical factor that you need to take note of. And this last critical factor is going to help you keep your mind with a positive attitude, okay? All right, do you have your pens ready? Okay? All right, folks, here's number 8. Help others feel good. You need to help others feel good. Did y'all get that, folks? You see, when you help other people feel good, it's going to come right back to you. All you got to do is learn what makes others happy and find genuine ways to give them a positive charge. And once you do that, I tell you, folks, it's, you'll be amazed at what will come your direction as a result of you looking for ways to help others feel good. And this is the most unselfish thing that you can do, of course. And the benefits and the rewards from helping others feel good are just phenomenal. I can't explain the benefits and the rewards that come from helping others feel good. As a result of helping others feel good, people come your direction. They want to do things for you. They want to help you feel good. Some of the friends that I've gathered over the years, some of the people who are now my mentors, some of my coaches, a lot of people who contributed to my life. It happened to me as a result of me working, looking for genuine ways to help a particular individual feel good. And I did, at the time, I just wanted to help somebody. I wanted to help them feel good because maybe they were dealing with a traumatic situation. There were some people who may have dealt with death in their family. Some people lost jobs. Some people were depressed. Some people were just at a disparity. Some people were sick and dealing with some challenges in their bodies. But I was sincere and looking for a genuine, unique way to make that person feel good. I visited different friends and people in hospitals and nursing homes, and I went there intentionally looking for a genuine way to make them feel good. And guess what? As a result, I can honestly say that I'm always amazed, and I'm just so delighted and in awe by the countless people that have done things to make me feel good. And it's even carried over to my family. So it is so important to look for ways to help people feel good. And I, for those of you that just tuned into the broadcast today, we've been discussing our subject, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And we talked about how people program their minds. Some people spend a lot of time focusing on negative things, and their mind is negatively transformed. And there are some people who who ended up in trouble, may have ended up going to prison or jail as a result of listening to someone who was telling them to feed on some negative things. And they reacted, and guess what? The results was them going to jail or prison. And so, and also we covered people who focus on the positive, and they feed their mind with positive things, and then their mind begins to transform itself and allow them to achieve goals and do great things because they took the time to focus on positive things. And guess what? Even so, what if you are in jail or you are in prison? You still can choose to focus on the positive and transform your mind right there where you are. Because there are people, believe it or not, there are people who may not be in jail that are still in prison because of their mind. and what they put into their mind. And they can't enjoy life. And they have everything right there in front of them. And you may be in prison, and because you know how to focus your mind on positive things, and you know how to feed your mind with things that will encourage you and enlighten you, you're in prison, but then again, you're not in prison because you may be at peace and enjoying yourself because of knowing how to transform your mind. So those of you that just tuned in, I want to leave this question with you. Which one do you choose? To program your mind with the negative, or do you choose to program it with the positive? And also, I want you to, I'm going to invite you to go to my blog and get this information and check out some things that could really be helpful to you. My blog is, just go to www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And also, if you'd like to purchase information on how to purchase a copy of my book, Success is an Attitude, you can go to my blog and you can get that information there as well. And I want to thank all of you that tuned in to our broadcast today. And I hope that you took notes and that you take this information to heart, because this information can inspire you and it can enlighten you. And but again, we just wanted to cover the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And from the information that you've gotten from this broadcast today, it is my sincere desire for you to not waste your mind and not waste your time and to use it to the best of your ability and to achieve your goals. Dare to achieve your goals. Dare to dream. Dare to do the things that you've always wanted to do in life. Don't let the obstacles get in your way. You know, keep reaching forward. Keep pursuing your goals. Keep reaching out, reaching to find your purpose in life. Don't forget to go to my blog. That's www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com and get this information and get a copy of my book, Success is an Attitude, and get an extra copy to give to one of your friends or to give to one to someone that you know is in darkness. They're around, they're negative, they're depressed, and they really don't like it. Thank you again, folks, for tuning in to our broadcast, and we want you to know we have another great show lined up for you, and we're going to cover some other important things that can be helpful to you in your life. And we want to thank you. I thank you for just always tuning in and listening to the show. I want to thank all of you that came to my blog and checked out my blog and for your comments that you've written me. I want to thank you for those emails, and I want to thank you for making the Mr. Motivated Show a great show. We love you. We appreciate you, and we want you to continue tuning into our show. And look, don't forget to tell other people about the broadcast, and they can call in and to the show, and they can listen. And that number is area code 323-580-5712. That's 323-580-5712. Mr. Motivator, this is the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey. Look forward to seeing you this time again on next week with another exciting broadcast. So don't forget to tune in and tell your friends and get excited, get enthused by this life-changing information. Again, thank you. And we look forward to seeing you in our next broadcast. The website of my blog is www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And you can call in, area code 323-580-5712. Thank you. The number again is 323-580-5712. We'll tune in again on next Saturday and check out our next broadcast and have your pen and your notebook handy and take this information and run with it. Thank you, folks, for listening. This is the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, and we're looking forward to seeing you the same time again next week. Thank you.